Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that literally affects everyone in this market. What actually determines your home's value here in Sarasota?
Hey, thanks for having me. You know, this is one of the questions I get asked constantly. And honestly, it's way more nuanced than people think. Most folks assume it's just about square footage and maybe the number of bedrooms, but there's so much more going on under the surface.
Right. So walk me through it. What are we really talking about here? Like, if I'm a homeowner in Sarasota and I want to understand what my place is actually worth, where do I even start?
Okay, so the foundation is location. And in Sarasota, location isn't just about the neighborhood. It's about proximity to things like Siesta Key, downtown Sarasota, or whether you're in Longboat Key or Lakewood Ranch. Those micro locations have huge value implications. Then you've got the physical condition of the home, the age of major systems like the roof and HVAC, and whether you've done recent renovations. The market conditions matter too. Whether we're in a buyer's or seller's market really shifts what people are willing to pay.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you're saying it's not just this house is bigger, so it costs more. It's like the entire ecosystem around that house matters, right? And I imagine in Sarasota specifically, things like waterfront access or being near the beaches, that's a huge factor.
Absolutely. Waterfront property commands a premium, obviously. But even non-waterfront homes gain value if they're walking distance to the beach or have water views. And here's something people don't always think about. The financing landscape actually affects home values too. We've seen changes with condo financing rules, like the Fannie Mae LL 2026-03 guidelines that impact what buyers can actually qualify for and therefore what they'll pay. If fewer buyers can finance a property, the value can shift.
That's fascinating. So it's not just the physical house. It's also the economic reality of who can actually buy it and how they can buy it. That's a whole layer I don't think most people consider. What else? Are there other factors that maybe surprise people?
Property taxes are a big one, especially with things like Amendment 3 changing the landscape for homeowners. People are starting to factor in their long-term tax liability when they're evaluating a purchase. School districts matter if you've got kids. HOA fees and restrictions, those can be a real deal breaker or a huge selling point depending on what you value. And honestly, the cosmetic stuff matters more than people realize. Fresh paint, updated kitchens and bathrooms, curb appeal. Those things drive emotional connection and perceived value.
So it's part logic, part emotion. The numbers matter, but so does how people feel when they walk through the door. That makes sense. If I'm thinking about selling my home here in Sarasota, how do I actually use all this information?
Understand your neighborhood comp values. What similar homes have actually sold for recently? Be realistic about your home's condition and what buyers in your price range are expecting. And think strategically about your positioning. Are you selling in a market where cash buyers dominate, or are most buyers financing? That changes your strategy. We've got resources on everything from why homes aren't selling to how to position a condo under the new financing rules. And those are worth understanding before you list.
I love that. It's about understanding the actual market you're in, not just some generic idea of what your house is worth. David, this has been really eye-opening. Before we go, is there one thing you'd want every Sarasota homeowner to know about their home's value?
Yeah, get a professional appraisal or market analysis from someone who knows the local market deeply. Your home's value isn't static. It moves with the market, with condition changes, with financing rules, with everything we've talked about. Understanding it gives you power, whether you're buying, selling, or just curious about your own equity.
That's solid advice. David Liberatore, thanks so much for breaking this down for us. For everyone listening, if you want to dig deeper into how the Sarasota market works, we've got tons of episodes about everything from financing decisions to why homes aren't selling. David, great to have you here.
Thanks for having me. Always happy to talk real estate.